At the Table with Tony is brought to you by Trafe Hustlin'. That's www.traifhustlin.com. Your home for all things barbecue. Welcome to At the Table with Tony. My name is Anthony Scilia, better known as Tony Mangia. And today I have the extreme honor of welcoming my friend Lorenzo Semprini all the way from Rimini, Italy. He's going to be on the show today. Lorenzo is an amazing musician. He is the front man of the band Miami and the Groovers. And I met Lorenzo, oh boy, had to be about 12, maybe 12 years ago, maybe more, maybe 13 years ago. He was one of the first guests I ever had on my radio show when I used to have the show at WPSC in Wayne, New Jersey. So it was Lorenzo. It was Daniele Rezzetto. It was Joe D'Urso. I think that was it for that time. And then you guys did an amazing show at the Bitter End in New York City and then at the Wall Street Pub in Red Bank that I went to both shows, and I was blown away. So, Lorenzo, thank you for taking time out and coming on the show.
Ciao, Tony. Thank you. Thank you for hosting me. And I'm very happy to see you. And, it was maybe 2008, 12 years ago.
I know it was a long time ago.
And we're still here. We're still young.
Yes, we are. But it's good to see your face. And I know the last time that we were together was maybe a year or so ago.
It was late October 2018.
So it'll be 2 years.
And 1 year and a half, yeah.
And you guys did a Songwriters by the Sea acoustic set at a little coffee shop. Well, I think it was called Espresso Joe's.
Espresso Joe's in I don't know where, in New Jersey, in a small
I think
place.
It was Keyport, maybe?
Keyport.
And that was great. And you guys tore that place apart. That was a fun night. And so
I remember it was with Vinnie Lopez and Joe Rapolla, Bobby Mahoney. It was a good night.
I want to know more about Lorenzo. I know you're going to play a couple of songs for us, but I want to talk to you. I want to know about what's going on in Italy right now, because we are in the midst of this terrible pandemic that's really took a toll on because you're in Rimini, so you're on the eastern coast, east coast, right?
Yes.
And that's Emilia Romagna?
It is Emilia Romagna, right. We are the last town of Emilia Romagna, south.
So kind of tell us a little bit about you. Tell us about Lorenzo Semprini. You know, where are you from? And you know, take it away.
Yeah, I was born in Rimini, where I was born and raised here in this place, in this house where I live, still living with my family. And I was born in 1974, and I grew up in this strange city, because in the summertime we have about 1 million of people, full of tourists. And in the wintertime, we are only 1,500,000 people. So it's a big difference between the wintertime and the summertime. And I'm playing music. I got a band, Miami the Groovers. We started to play 20 years ago. Yeah. I'm a big fan of American music. Elvis, Bob Dylan, Bruce Springsteen, The Creedence, and I love English music too, you know, the Beatles, the Stones, the classical band. So we start to play cover songs, and 15 years ago, 2005, we started with the first album. It's here. It's Dirty Roads.
Oh, and I love that album. I love that album.
Thanks a lot. We got some guests here. Joe D'Urso is on the record too. So we play a lot. We did something about 90, 100 shows every year, and acoustic and electric with the band. So, and we recorded 4 albums in studio and 1 live. And I'm a big fan of Bruce Springsteen. So in 1999, we start to to do this festival in September called Glory Days in Rimini. It's a big festival for Bruce Springsteen fans with the people that came from all over Europe and all over Italy, of course. And we got many, many musicians, bands. Vinnie Lopez came here a couple of times. Joe D'Urso, Joe Rapolla, many, Elliot Murphy, many, many incredible artists. And yes, I'm leaving. I'm working for the municipality of Rimini. Now I'm not working because I'm working from home. Yeah, and I'm playing music, and I love the place where I live.
Well, one thing that's interesting that you mentioned how Rimini is very busy in the summer and not so busy in the winter, which reminds me very much of the Jersey Shore.
Sure, there are many, many common points with Jersey Shore. Yeah. And because it's a place for tourists, the sea, there are many places for music. And I don't know, maybe Joe D'Urso, when he came in Rimini for the first time, he played in a venue down by the sea, and he said, this place is so similar to the Jersey Shore.
and I'm wearing my Meet Me in Asbury Park shirt.
With Tilly. Yeah, I've got a Tilly T-shirt up in my house too. Tonight I'm wearing the very first Miami and the Groovers, the very first official T-shirt.
I love that shirt.
We printed it in maybe 15 years ago. I think it's a great T-shirt. On eBay you can pay this one maybe 200 euros. No. I'm kidding.
but
it's great.
But you are doing, even though that you're in quarantine in Italy, you are still performing, you are still writing music, you are still, even though we're socially distant, you are still connecting with your fans and with other musicians.
Yes.
That's a great thing.
Yes, that is I decide to keep on playing in this way, streaming on Facebook, on Instagram, because I think the music is very important for me and maybe for people that are spending the whole day at home. So they can, if I can give you 1 hour of light moments, it's a beautiful thing for me and for the audience too. So. I start every Tuesday night on Glory Days in Rimini Instagram, a kind of interviews with many people, with journalists, with musicians about Bruce Springsteen. And from my Facebook page, sometimes I play some live streaming concert. Yesterday we did from the Glory Days Facebook, Glory Days in Rimini Facebook page, we did a benefit show with many, many guests from all over Italy, from Naples, Turin, Milan, Rome, Bologna. And we did this show to raise money for the Rimini Hospital, okay? And it was a good show. We had a lot of fun, and we raised, only yesterday, about 1,000 euros. So we are very happy.
And I'll be sharing the link on my YouTube page, on my Facebook page. So if anybody's interested in helping out and donating to the cause, they'll be able to go to the link on those sites. I'll get that up after the show is over.
Thank you. Grazie.
Prego. But you did write a song particularly for the current moment that we're living in.
Yes, it was the St. Patrick's Day, so March the 17th, okay? And I was at home in my kitchen. It was late, maybe 11 in the evening. So I started to write. The first line. It was è una notte solitaria. It means it's a lonely night. Neanche un cane giù per strada. So nobody is on the street. So I started to write in these lyrics in Italian because I'm working now for an album of mine in with Italian lyrics. So I started to keep on writing in Italian now. And so It was a song. I had the whole lyrics in 20 minutes. I got my guitar with me, so I tried to put some chords and I made the song. The day after, I decided to call my producer, Gianluca Morelli, and I say, "Hey, Gianluca, take a listen to this song that I wrote last night." He say, "Oh, it's a good song. You can put it out for this thing that we're living now." And I say, "Yes, but I got an idea." So we start to, we made this little bit crazy idea to share this song with other musicians. So we start to send the song to the other musicians, and at the end, we realized the song a few days ago with 13 musicians. Especially from Rimini area, but from Bologna too, and the Lombardia areas too. And we got a special guest that is Paolo Fresu, the great trumpet player, very famous, he's a jazz player. He's famous from all over the world, so he's a special guest. So this song, we got a video clip that my friend Roberto took care of. And it's a song that is helping raise money for the Rimini Hospital. And if you want, I can play it.
Yeah, yeah. So it's Siamo Rimasti Noi, see? Yes?
Yeah, yeah. And I sent you the English translation.
Right? So we are the only ones left is the translation.
Yeah, it's a song that in the chorus talk about the heroes, and you know, in Italy, but I think in the US too, we're talking about health workers as heroes now. So it's important to sing. It's a song about hope. Okay, it's about the time we're living, but with hope. So I'm gonna play it.
Thank
for you.
Yep.
And for. And Daniele Rizzetto is on.
I saw him on the video.
He's singing, yeah, right. Okay. Una notte solitaria, neanche un cane giù per strada, un rumore taglia l'aria, questa è l'ultima chiamata. Stringi forte la mia mano, se ti senti troppo stanca, non sarò troppo lontano, in questa strana danza, siamo rimasti solo noi, a difendere gli eroi, vinceremo prima o poi. Siamo rimasti noi. C'è la gente sui balconi, occhi vivi ed affamati, mille facce differenti, anche quelli spaventati. Ma tu guarda verso il mare e non ti preoccupare, ce la possiamo ancora fare, ma non smettere di amare. Siamo rimasti solo noi a riconoscere gli eroi, a sapere dove andare. Siamo rimasti noi a gridare contro il cielo e a piangere davvero. Siamo rimasti solo noi. Siamo rimasti noi. Siamo rimasti solo noi. Siamo rimasti. Notte solitaria, neanche un cane giù per strada.
Awesome, Lorenzo. That was awesome.
Grazie, grazie, Tony.
Prego. But reading along the English lyrics, such a powerful song. But you're right, because you know it we have to recognize that in this moment, the movie stars aren't the heroes. It's the guys and the gals that are working on the front lines. It's the people. You know what do they say? There's a saying now: superheroes don't all superheroes don't wear capes.
Yeah, sure.
So it's these people that are literally putting their lives on a line to help us get through this.
And many people in Italy, I think 110 people of health workers, they lost their lives for saving life. So they are the true heroes, and they did this job maybe for 14, 15 hours a day. Not for a lot of money. You know that in Italy, we are very lucky because we got free and public healthcare. So, but it's we had very, very tough times, especially in the past weeks, because people need specific care for the virus. And it was, we had tough weeks, and we have to still, we have to keep on fighting and stay home and.
Io resto a casa.
Io resto a casa. Bravo, Tony. Yes, right.
I'm practicing my Italian, so I'm trying to get better. It's taking me a long time, but I'm trying, Lorenzo.
but I told you that my English is a little bit rusty too, in this
it's like riding a bike. You once you get the hang of it, you know, it all comes back to you. So you
live drinking water.
me too, aqua. So you do live in Rimini, and Rimini is in Emilia Romagna, and Emilia Romagna is one of the most beautiful provinces, or one of the most beautiful regions in Italy. So we have to talk a little bit about food.
Sure.
I would be remiss if at the table with Tony didn't touch on some of the food. So what are some of the specialties of Rimini?
There are some kind of pasta. They're made handmade pasta, especially is cappelletti. It is, I mean, it's a little bit of kind of, I don't know, node with meat inside, and it's a fantastic pasta. But the most famous and typical food from Rimini is piada. Piada is a kind of local bread, is browned, and you can heat it, and you can have it piada with cheese, with ham, with salad inside. It's a kind of we use it as bread. And we are very famous for piada.
But
Emilia Romagna is very famous for, the food is amazing everywhere in Italy, and especially Emilia Romagna is a very good place for food.
Well, because Emilia Romagna, right? Bologna is there.
Yeah.
And Bologna is known for obviously the bolognese, the typical sauce from that area, but also prosciutto di Parma. Parmigiano Reggiano. I mean the real like when you go into an Italian restaurant, you go into an Italian store in America, these are things that people ask for. But so growing up, do you have any kind of food memories?
Food memories. Yeah, I was very lucky because the place where I live when I was a kid, it was in a hotel. Okay. With my grandmother, she was the chef, and she was an amazing chef. And she was cooking every day. The hotel was very a tiny hotel because we had only 15, 16 rooms, okay? But I remember that people came in row in my place to spend their vacation for maybe 14 years every year, okay? Or not 14, 40, okay?
40, 40.
40, yes. from the 60s until because it was a kind of, it was an hotel, but it was like a home, a house. And my grandmother, she was a great chef, and she was cooking everything, lasagne and tagliatelle and pasta and the fish. No, we live in down by the sea, so the fish here is amazing. It's a kind of simple kind of food, but it's special, very special.
I think that is something that's true for a lot of Italian food, is that it's very simple, but yet it means so much to the people. So I mean, like for me, maybe it's not so much an Italian dish, but like macaroni, we call it macaroni and meatballs. So you have a big pot of tomato sauce, but it's about just getting together with your family. Usually here it's on a Sunday. We come together. We take time to spend, to be present to each other. And I think that's one thing about the Italians, is that they love, that we love to be around our family and friends.
Right. The kitchen table is a special place in every Italian house. And I remember when I was a kid with my family, we spent hours, especially on Sunday lunch, when you host someone in your place in Italy, especially in this area, we are famous because we're very friendly, okay? And if you came, I don't know, it's a funny story, because there is two places, there are many places famous in Italy for in the summertime for vacations, but on the east side in Romagna, we're famous to be very friendly. And when someone is coming to your place, if you come, Tony, to my place, I said, okay, Tony, let's have a big lunch. So you stay in my place and you eat a lot of things, and it's a kind of welcome, right? And I remember that I housed many musicians from US in my place, and what I noticed that they are very surprised, because the food is wonderful and it's simple too. I remember from my friend Bill Toms, he's a musician from Pittsburgh, I cooked for him pasta with tomato, very, very simple. But he was very surprised, because about the way that I cook pasta and tomato. And I think in the US, I've been in the US, you know, many times, and sometimes I think it's normal, even if we have French food in Italy. Sometimes you can think that there are some special, you know, pasta with meatballs is not so often cooked in Italy. I love pasta with meatballs, but probably you can think, if you live only in the US, that it's normal for us to have pasta with meatballs. But you know, it's a different kind of mixing cultures, and it's good. And food is with music and with other pleasure of life. It's a pleasure of life, and it's a moment for friendship, for family, and it's a beautiful moment when you sit down in the kitchen table with someone.
It brings people together. And again, like you said, it could bring somebody, maybe they're family, maybe they're strangers, but at the end of a meal they become family.
Yes. And especially, you know, in the south part of Italy, they're famous for these big and long tables of full of people, especially, you know, in the wedding parties. they're having wedding parties for not hours, but for days, with the whole town invited. And you can see it in many Italian movies that food is important.
And speaking of Italian movies, isn't there a famous director from Rimini?
Yes, the number one, maybe the most famous. Yes. Yeah, yes. The great director Federico Fellini was born and raised when he was a kid and a teenager here in Rimini, and he remembered Rimini in one of his most famous movie, Amarcord. Amarcord is a kind of dialect way to say I remember. Okay, and especially this year it's the centenary, 100 year that he was born. He was born on 1920. So this year, the Rimini municipality start to celebrate Fellini 100th anniversary. But you know, with pandemic, it's a mess. We had a very good. You know, the Fellini movies, in Rimini cinemas, we had the Fellini movies again this year, okay? Old movies and many, you know, we have Fellini Square and many things about Fellini. Even if he had the kind of a hate and love relationship with Rimini.
But I think that's every artist in a way. They have a love-hate relationship with their home, right? I mean, think about the most one of the ones that comes to mind right away is Bruce Springsteen, right?
He talked about it in his Broadway show, yeah.
But what do you say now he lives, you know, 10 miles away from the place he was born. So really, we always find a way to come back to our home. Yes, we always find a way to come. It's kind of like a merry-go-round. It's kind of like a cycle. And I think that this would be a good segue into you performing merry-go-round.
Yes, I can play it, and I like to dedicate this song to my friends in the U.S., especially in Jersey, And I like to dedicate to Federico Fellini too, this song. You get ready and you're in control. Don't look down. We got horses to fly up and down, ain't no stopping. You got nothing to hold when you walk out the door. Are you ready to go? You can raise your hand, take your place on this merry-go-round. Can't show your face. You got one more day on this merry-go-round. Now we are walking, everybody has gone. I don't know where. You've got tickets and time on your hands. Are you happy? It's time to go home, where we belong. Are you ready to go? You can raise your hand and take your place on this merry-go-round. You can show your face. You got one more day on this merry-go-round. We can see this world rise and fall on this merry-go-round. If you see the end, remember, we got one more chance on this merry-go-round. You can raise your hands, take your place on this merry-go-round. You can show your face, we got one more day on this merry-go-round.
I love that song. I love that song, Lorenzo.
Me too.
I love all your songs. I'll be honest with you.
Grazie, Tony. Do you remember when I played it in Asbury on that Sunday morning at Watermark?
Yes. I was there.
A beautiful venue, and it was a special moment. I remember that moment. We had Bob Benjamin in the house. When Willie Nile, my great friend, Pat Solchetto on her, and God bless him. And it was a special moment. For me, I told you many times, coming back in Jersey, especially in the Asbury area, is like feeling at home, because I don't know why. It's a special place for any Springsteen fan. But not only because I'm a Springsteen fan, because I found many people just like you and many others. They like felt me in, that I was like in my place at home, and so it's a special place. And I try to come back every time I can in Jersey, and hug my friends. I hope.
So I have to ask you, how did you, I mean, obviously Springsteen is huge. He's huge all over the world. But what was it about Springsteen that really touched you, that you really fell in love with his music?
I remember, it's a cool story. I was a kid in 1985. I was 11 years old. Yeah, 11. And I remember spending the whole summer in my garden, in the hotel garden here. I had this radio, and I was listening to the music on the radio. And that summer, Springsteen played for the first time in Italy in 1985. So every radio station played Born in the USA song. So I fell in love with the song. So I asked to my mama, my mother, please, mama, can you buy me the cassette, the audio tape of the Born in the USA album? So she went to a kind of local market that did in the summertime every Thursday morning. So she came back with this tape of Bruce Springsteen, but it wasn't an original tape, okay? They sold the like copies, okay?
It was like a bootleg.
Yeah, but it looks like the original. So I still have it, because it's a special thing for me. It's a special gift. So I start to listen to this tape, and I fell in love with Bruce music. I was a kid. I was 10. I was 11. So in the next winter time, I was watching Video Music, that it was kind of VH1 MTV channel in Italy. So I saw him for the first time. I remember My Hometown video clip, Born in the USA video clip, Glory Day. So I start to listen, I start to buy album, and I saw him for the first time in 1992, when I was 17. I went in Milano in Forum, at Forum del Sago, with my father, Leonardo, and it was a special moment. So he was the reason that I started to play music.
It was because of Bruce Springsteen that you decided that you wanted to be a musician.
Sure.
Wow.
And because of the lyrics, because of the power of his performances. But I was a football player when I was a teenager. So I had three trainings every week, playing football on the Sunday afternoon. But I was playing guitar just like, you know, because I like music. I like music. But when I start in 1999, I met this friend of mine, Roberto. He was the first Miami and the Groovers guitar player. So we decided to, okay, let's try to make a duo, an artistic duo. And then start to think about music as in a different way, not only play for my friends in my place, but play for the other people.
But did you teach yourself how to play, or did you take lessons?
Yeah, my cousin Francesco, he was playing guitar, and he teach me some chords. You know, the music that I love, you don't need to be like Santana or Steve Vai. you can if you play three chords, you can play many songs. Okay, mm-hmm. And I keep on starting to see live shows here in Rimini area, and start to play with my band. And I'm a musician, but I'm still a big fan of live music. I love to see I love to go out in the evening to see the shows of the other people.
You know, it's interesting. When I was a kid, I could never get into live music, and really, I have Bruce Springsteen to thank for my love of live music, because what he did for at a concert, the box set that had all the live songs, that changed that changed my whole perception about live music, and for the better. I mean, I absolutely love live music, and like you said, to be able to go to a show, even if it's at a local bar, you know, a couple of unknown artists are playing at, but they could be the next Bruce Springsteen, the next whatever Bon Jovi, the next whoever.
Yeah.
But you started a festival right in Rimini. We talked a little bit about it. It's called Glory Days of Rimini. So how did you decide to do this? To be?
Because with some friends of mine that are fans too, in 1999 we used to go to this beautiful bar down by the sea, place called The Barge, and in September Bruce he was 50 years old, okay, 50. So we think about to make a kind of birthday party, okay? And so we did 3 days, Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday night, with just one band every night. And many people came from Rimini area and Emilia Romagna too. So we decided to keep on doing this festival, and now in the last five edition, it's helped me. It became very bigger,
huge.
Yeah, we got now
very popular.
Yeah, it's very popular because we have original artists too, and when we decide to cover Springsteen songs, we decided not to cover as a copy, but to rearrange. We did a couple of times with the whole orchestra on stage. You can find the video on YouTube. It was beautiful. So, or sometimes we decide to cover a whole album in a different way. You know, Nebraska album is an album of Bruce about voice and acoustic guitar. So we decide to play Nebraska with a band. Okay.
Wow.
We try to make it interesting for the musicians and for the audience too.
So I guess the question I have to ask: have you ever met Springsteen, and have you ever performed with Springsteen?
Yes. I met him. I met him sometimes outside the hotels a couple of two or three times, okay? I remember the very first time I saw him, he came to promote the Trax box in Italy. Not for a tour, but for a TV show. So it was December in Bologna, December 1998. Me and my friends, Alessandro and Gianni, we wait for hours outside the TV studios. He came out, I remember the first time I saw him, he came, we had the Trax booklet. So he came to us and he signed the booklet. It was a great moment. Then I had the pleasure, the incredible pleasure to be on stage with him a couple of times at the Light of Day benefit in Asbury. The first time it was 2011, okay, at the Paramount. Uh-huh. I played some songs with Joe Durso and the Stone Caravan on stage. I remember it was, I remember to see, I saw Bruce during the sound check, in the backstage, and on stage too. We played together, all the artists, The Light of Day, Thunder Road, and Twist and Shout. And it happened again in 2014 too. And it was great. It's a kind of it's a kind of dream, you know. And when I was on stage with him very close, I started thinking about the very early years for me when I was a kid and I was listening to his music. Mm. And it's a beautiful thing.
But the Light of Day is a big festival as well, right? So there's one here in the States, and there's one also that kind of tours in Europe.
All over Europe, yeah.
So
right.
you've been a part of both of those tours, right? Or both
sure.
of those?
Yeah. Yes. I play in American Light of Day many times. The first time it was 2004, mm-hmm. a lot of time ago. Yeah. And in Europe, I remember I played the first Light of Day Europe show. It was in 2006 with Jesse Malin, Willie Nile, Mara, and Joe Durso. And then we start to, yeah, I'm helping for a show, especially show in Lugo with some friends, Enrico and Francesco. We're doing this Light of Day show in Lugo Theater, in a beautiful, beautiful theaters with 400 seats.
Wow.
And it's a really incredible place. So I want to help the cause of Light of Day. And it's a good music, it's a good cause, there are good people, and I had the chance to meet incredible musicians. And I remember when I played in Asbury with the late Greg Trooper, and I met many of my heroes. When I was a kid, I was listening to Willie Nye's music, and now he's a friend of mine. So it's beautiful. Yeah,
it's funny how the world works. How you are connected with people. It really is amazing. So I want you to play one of your songs off of your first album, which was Dirty Roads, right? So what song are you gonna play?
I'm gonna play The Tears Are Falling Down, okay? And I play it in half in English and half in Italian.
So what was the inspiration behind the song? Can you give us a little bit of like background for it?
Yeah, it was the last song that I wrote for that album. I don't know why. I was thinking about someone during a war. They're having fear, but still having some hope, some dreams too. And Daniele Tenka, that he's a friend of mine, that I show you one of these records, Daniele Tenka. He's a great Italian bluesman.
Yes.
He wrote for me the Italian lyrics. And the one funny thing about this song, is the most. We have to play in every show because people otherwise get angry if we don't play it. Yes, but it's many artists, many musicians, they started to cover this song. Okay, so especially this young guy, Leo Mecconi, is from Bologna. He's a very talented guy. He's 15. That is, he was on stage with Bruce and the E Street Band a couple of times. When during Dancing in the Dark, and he recorded. If you can see it, maybe Tears Are Falling Down.
Yeah.
And he recording in a different, in a more modern way. We help him to do it in this. In this version, and my friend Carlo Zella is from Milano, and he recorded in Italian. Okay, you see the number 10. Okay, is quando c'è le fragile. Yeah,
but well, that's also a pertinent song to what's going on as well now.
Sure.
It definitely has.
Yes, it's maybe one of the most famous song that we recorded, and if someone recorded the song, and people that are still playing live and record it, so it's a good thing for us and
yeah.
to share this song together. Okay. The night is full of scary sounds. God bless nothing from the ground. You forget how to smile. Then we know you can fight when the tears are falling down. Here comes the midnight breeze. You're only a pawn in their game. Well, you ain't gonna try. You could see the light when the tears are falling down. When the tears are falling down, then you've got no place to hide. Oh, baby, you can't survive when the tears are falling down. Stanotte tornerai da me col tuo respiro debole. Perché dimenticare come farsi male quando il cielo è fragile? Quando il cielo è fragile, non ti puoi nascondere, puoi soltanto insistere quando il cielo è fragile. Ormai non posso più aspettare, io cerco due settimane, lo incontro faccia a faccia e cerco la sua grazia quando piovono le lacrime. When the tears are falling down, and you've got no place to hide. Oh, baby, you can't survive when the tears are falling down. Quando il cielo è fragile, ma non ti puoi nascondere, ma puoi soltanto insistere. O quando il cielo è fragile, quando piovono le lacrime, when the tears are falling down. Yeah.
man, Lorenzo, this is amazing. It really is amazing. You're all the way in Rimini, Italy. I'm in New Jersey, and we're still rocking out. I mean, this is unbelievable.
Great. Thanks, Tony, because it's beautiful, especially in these weeks to stay close, even if we cannot.
4,000 miles away. Yeah, this whole social distance thing is such a – I'll be honest with you, it's very tough for me because, you know, I like to spend time with my grandmother, with my cousins, my aunts, my uncles, my in-laws, and we can't be with them. And really, it's so hard, you know. It's a trying time,
I'm thinking a lot in these weeks about the lonely people. Someone is alone at home, and it's very tough. It's very tough for them. But we have to make it. We have to make it, and we shall overcome.
We shall overcome. That's absolutely right. You're absolutely right. I think of that's a great Bruce covered that song great too.
Yes, he did it. He did it, and it's one of my favorite Bruce tour. The Seeger Session tour, yeah,
because it was something totally different, something like came out of nowhere.
Yes, it's a folk music. You can hear it American music, Irish music, kind of European music, and sometimes even something about South America too. Hmm. When he did the further on up the road version. It sounds to me something like Argentina or I don't know, Peru. How do we call it in English? That nation in South America, Peru.
Peru,
right.
Peru, sí,
that sí. Kind of music, I remember. But even it was a great tour, and we did yes, and we for Glory Days we did this band called Bound for Glory. It's with 12 pieces of 12 musicians. And we cover the Seeger Session songs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a great project, and I'm very proud of this project. And it's Bound for Glory from the Woody Guthrie song, okay?
Are these available on CD, or can you see them online?
We got a live CD and live on YouTube. We got many videos. It's
oh wow,
yes.
So let me ask you something, Lorenzo. How could people contact you? What's the best way to find Lorenzo Semprini and Miami and the Groovers?
Yes, you can contact me on Facebook on Lorenzo Semprini, and on Facebook too, we got a page for Miami and the Groovers, the Glory Days in Rimini, and Bound for Glory Project 2. And I'm on Instagram, and Glory Days, Lorenzo Semprini, Miami and the Groovers, and Bound for Glory. We are rebuilding the Miami and the Groovers website. We are, in this year, I think my goal is to publish a couple of albums, one of mine with Italian songs that I wrote and I recorded, and the other one with Miami and the Groovers. So it's gonna be a very busy time. Even, you know, you cannot play live in this moment, probably in the next weeks or months. Yeah. So, but I wanna be focused to do the right things for me, for music, because I believe in music. I believe in the power of music between people, because music is something that make people together, keep people together. And it's not politics. It's not not about sport, but music keep the people together.
Because you're right. Because really, I mean, music, whether it's in a 10,000 seat arena, or whether it's in your own living room, your own kitchen, it'll still bring people together.
Yes, and you can you can, in a concert, you can cry, you can laugh, you can jump, you can dance, and it's special. I really miss live concerts with audience, and because it's important, you know, the energy between the artist and the audience. It's Bruce is a teacher in the about this kind of exchange, right? Change.
And as a matter of fact, I believe this week, I think it's on Wednesday night, they're gonna do a little concert for New Jersey with a few Jersey artists. So I know Springsteen is one of them. I believe also Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi, yes. Maybe Tony Bennett.
Oh really? I didn't hear that. But that I mean, I think this again, you know, really music has a way of I think music and food, they have a way of healing people. They have a way of bringing people together and healing them.
And I think yesterday the Lady Gaga benefit with the other guests, they raised about $128 millions of dollars, I think.
Hey, that's great. That's great. Incredible. Hey, if we and actually, I don't know. I know that we were talking a little before, but what was the? You're also doing that GoFundMe, so people. I'll put that on the website about the Rimini Hospital.
Sure. It's on GoFundMe. We raise money for Rimini Hospital that they need to buy some stuff for the hospital, and it's the raise of money. The Fondazione Simoncelli is the maker of this.
The foundation is the maker of the GoFundMe.
Yes, and yes, right.
And you said he was a motorcycle or a bike.
Marco Simoncelli. He was a very talented motorbicycle racer, a professional racer. He lost his life in Malaysia. Nine years ago, okay. So they got this foundation. They are doing incredible things, wonderful things, and we try to help them to raise money for their activities, and it's a great thing. Volunteers are all over the world in this moment, and are the health workers are the heroes, but volunteers in this moment are. Very important. There are heroes too.
Yeah, absolutely, definitely. I mean, even the people, you know, people that are working in the supermarkets, people that are working in the restaurants and stores. These are all people that, in a way, are putting their lives on the line to a certain extent. I mean, that's why it's so important, really, to, you know, if the government says stay at home, just stay at home. Don't chance going out there and getting people infected.
Right, and Tony, one thing that I want to say, it's when this pandemic is gonna end, we hope soon as possible, please help all the artists. They are not only musicians, you know, people that are working for music, for theaters, for cinemas, because it's gonna be very tough. So please go to the concerts, go to the live performances. If you can buy books or albums of
merchandise, even the shirt.
Sure, right. I'm gonna show you. I like to show you some friend of mine. They're very Italian musicians. They're very, very, very good people and very good musicians. Is Edward Abbiati Lowlands Band. He's half Italian, half half English. They're great. It's a great band. Nashville and Backbones from Rimini, incredible band. They're playing with me in Bound for Glory project. This is new, brand new. It's the Mama Bluegrass Band from Milano area. Okay, they're incredible live band. This is a friend of mine, Andrea Amati. I'm gonna show you all the links. Okay. This is Massimo Marquez. He's a great. He played guitar, electric guitar on Siamo Rimasti Noi, and there are
that's
Schubert, yes,
good, yes,
especially it's, this one. Yeah.
that's your latest album, right? Ghost King.
Yes, Ghost King is the latest one. We recorded 5 years ago. It's too long, but we had, you know, we. we've been in a lot of different things about the band, you know, especially we lost some important people in our families. Someone split up with her partner, someone became father, so many things changed. We still play live many shows, but it's time to, for us to record new songs, and we're ready. We're ready.
Yes. Well, Lorenzo, I want to thank you so very much for taking time out today to come on the show. But I, if you don't mind, I would love for you to play a song off of Ghost King entitled "The Other Room." I know that that song has a special meaning for you, correct?
Yeah. Oh, incredible. If you want, I can tell you. If I got a couple of minutes.
No, tell me. Yes, yeah, definitely.
I'm going to tell you the story. So this song, the music of this song, it was the guitar, the Miami the Groovers guitar player, Giuseppe Beppe Ardito, he wrote the music, okay? So I start to write lyrics. And I wrote lyrics about my grandmother and my grandfather. I never met my grandfather because he died in 1962 when my mother, she was 10 years old, okay? Never met him. But I met my grandmother because she lived in my house with me. And so I wrote a song about them, okay? And I finished to write lyrics. It was the last song, even this one too, for the Ghost King album. And the Ghost King album came out. So the song is called "The Other Room" because the idea is that people that they are died, they are not so far. They are not, they are in the sky, but they are even in the other room, very close to us. So they can, we can talk to them, we can hear them. So the song is about, the pain of loss, but the hope to have someone every day close to us. But we came out with this album on March 15, okay? And then it was a special song because I remember my friend Beppe, that he wrote the music, he lost his young sister during the recording of the album. So it was a big song for him. And after 10 days that the record came out, I lost my mother in just one afternoon. Hmm. So it started to be a kind of special song for us about people that we lost, but people that are still with us. And I like to dedicate this song tonight to everyone in the world that they're losing people, losing a friend or a parent for this pandemic. And we have to believe that that life is not only on this planet, okay? But we still have them with us. And this is for my good friend Pat Solcat-Toner too. Friday morning, one less breath. God have mercy on you and me. 'Cause your love is all I have. Close your eyes, maybe I can fly. I gotta go, baby, please don't cry. It's never easy to say goodbye. But don't worry, baby, I'm here in the other room. I never be lonely as long as you're thinking of me. Don't worry, baby, I'm here. here in the other room. Oh no, can you hear me now? How many times have you seen my eyes looking up to the peaceful skies? Heard my voice on your way home. I had a dream about you once. We were dancing out in the sun, and you wiped the tears from my eyes. But don't worry, baby, I'm here in the other room. I'll never be lonely as long as you're thinking of me. Don't worry, baby, I'm here in the other room. Oh no, can you hear me now? Don't worry, baby, I'm here in the other room. I'll never be lonely as long as you're thinking of me. Don't worry, mama, tomorrow is coming soon. Oh no, can you hear me now? Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I absolutely love that song, Lorenzo. Every time I like you said, every time I listen to that song, I think of people that I lost in my life. That I know, even though they're not physically here, they are. Yeah. They're here in the heart.
They are here. They are here. And but if you want, I love Tony. Just 1 minute, because I love. I prefer to leave you and the people that are watching this video with a kind of a snippet of a song. Okay.
Yes, okay. Please.
Just the verse and the chorus. Up and out the streets, the lights continue. The walls of my room are closing in. There's a word I saw straightening. Said, and I am a mortal when I was sleeping beneath the peaceful skies in my lover's bed, with a wide open country in my heart and a romantic dream in my head. When we made a promise, oh, we'd always remember. No retreat, baby, no surrender. Love brothers on a stormy night with a vow to defend. No retreat, baby, no surrender. We made a promise, so we always remember. No retreat, baby, no surrender. Like a soldier in a winter night, we vow to defend. No retreat, baby, no surrender. No retreat, baby, no.
That's beautiful. That's a way to end the show, Lorenzo, right there. But again, I want to thank you so much for taking time out to come on At the Table with Tony. This has been a blast. It's been great to be able to reconnect with you and see you and hear your music and you know, just keep up the amazing work, and God bless you, and just I love you. You're a great person.
Keep in touch, Tony. Thanks a lot. And you're a friend of mine. I love you too. And we have to make it, and we have to still doing this kind of things because it's a good thing for us and for the people too.
That's right. So for all the information, well, Lorenzo, just give us what's your website or email or your social media.
You can find me just typing Lorenzo Semprini. It's facebook.com/Lorenzo.Semprini or Miami and the Groovers or Glory Days in Rimini, glorydaysinrimini.net. And it's easy to find me.
we'll put this all up on the Facebook and on YouTube when once the show is over. But again, Lorenzo, thank you so much.
Grazie, Tony. And
you're the best.
I hope to meet you around the table very soon.
Amen. That sounds like a plan. Again, I am Anthony Sciglia, better known as Tony Mangia. I want to thank my friend Lorenzo Semprini, all the way from Rimini, Italy. It's actually going on. It's about 10:30 at night by him, right? It's about 10:30 by you?
It's 10:21.
Yeah, so it's late for him. So I want to thank him for taking time out and coming on the show. Thank you all for tuning in. We'll see you next time. Ciao for now.
We shall overcome.
At the Table with Tony would like to thank its sponsors. Rocco Muriale, Rob Quick, Joseph Cirillo, Raymond Guarini, Tom Gilmore, Paulie G, Peter Ziza, Brian McGuire, Peter Ferreira, Rich Ottenstrauer, Anna Mavrianos, Antonio Pepinella, Anthony Ferraro, Sandra and Bob LaMotta, Mike Guero, The Italian Enclaves Historical Society,